Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on our website and download the Devil Radio app. Or go to the Apple Google Store, or better still, sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take your favorite station with you wherever you go, 24/7. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We are the only station standing up to about 80 right-wing broadcasts. And when I say only station, I'm not saying there aren't other good stations, but we're the only one that clearly and aggressively fights back against the lie, the attacks on our elections and our democracy. So thank you for your help. Going back to the lines, Terry of Rice Lake, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
I got to vent a little bit here, Matt.
Okay.
Here we go. 2010. I work construction in Minnesota, belong to a union over there, so I work there. But I voted here, okay? Like I told Evan, I come back to vote in November in 2010. And the next day, there's a Indian station up here by the name of W.O. And Ed Garvey used to come on every Wednesday for half hour, 45 minutes. But anyway, Ed told the host what Walker was going to do to the state. And I never got so depressed over an election loss in my life. And again, Matt, I'm 66. So I do remember 66 forward, 1966 forward. So I've never been so bummed out in my life. You know, I hope that's pertinent to what you're talking about. Pushing back in this state against these Republicans, they've dumbed it down so bad since 2010 forward, I'm just embarrassed. And when you hold it up against Minnesota, it loses at every, I don't care what you want to pick on, what the subject you want to pick on, we're behind them and we're just like them in demographics. Six million people. So there's my rant, Matt.
Well, you know something, that is not only passionate, but you're right on the money, Terry. Let me build a little bit about what Terry said, because that's exactly right. When Walker took over as governor, the Republican Party became a malignant tumor. And here's what he did. In 2010, what they did is he set in motion putting in Act 10 and then Right to Work. And they started with Act 10. And they basically took away unions from public employees and teachers. They kept them for police officers and firefighters because the police officers had supported Walker. It was simply a return for that support. And the firefighters, you can't very well exempt the police officers, not the firefighters. Fast forward to about 2014. And the rumors were that Walker was pushing Right to Work. And so Michigan had done it, and it's unbelievable to me that Michigan and Wisconsin, two of the biggest union states in the country, passed Right to Work. But in any event, some of the unions went to Walker in 2014 because, frankly, our candidate, the Democratic candidate in 2014, was not strong. She didn't run a good campaign, and a lot of people felt she wouldn't be a good governor. And it's a different story as to how we got nominated her, but in any event, they went to Walker and they said, look, we'll support you. The operating engineers said this, and there may have been others. We'll support you. You must give us your word that you will not sign a Right to Work bill. He looked at them and he said, you have my word. But Terry, his word is no good. The minute he got reelected, he put in place Right to Work. And when they went back to him, and the Milwaukee Journal, in September of that year, has an editorial that said, Walker's word is no good. If a man's word is no good, he's no good. You can't deal with him. But in any event, he said, well, I'm running for president in 2016, and his lane was going to be to the extreme right, and he had to show that he was anti-union. That's what happened. Then with Right to Work, what happened was, Terry, you may remember this, I know people who own construction companies, and they went to Walker, and they said, exempt the trades. He said, look, the trades train people. They train our people. I have been to various union training facilities run by unions. They teach people how to do construction. It's not easy to do construction. It takes a lot of brains to do construction. You have to know what you're doing, and the unions train them. And then there's a probationary period. And if you have somebody who isn't working out, they can be let go. But basically, the construction companies wanted the unions. They wanted the unions. And Walker just smirked at them and said, no, you know, he had to be the conservative. So as a result, some of these construction companies and some of the trades, by trades, we're talking about the various construction trades, you know, the electricians, laborers, plumbers, all of them, they're terrific, all of them. They went to him and they go, they got down together and they have worked out some kind of an accommodation, but it's resulted in lower wages for union workers. And in Minnesota, that didn't happen. That's what Terry is saying. He knows Minnesota. Rice Lake's not that far from Minnesota. Plus, Terry has worked in Minnesota. The Republican Party busts unions on purpose. Here's their dilemma. They want everybody to work for the lowest wages possible and bus unions, but then they want to support people who commit securities fraud. How do you cheat people out of money if they don't have any money from their wages? That's the real dilemma in the Republican Party. It's not a moral dilemma. They don't have any morality. That's what's happened. I'm getting angry even talking about it. Walker lied about, he lied, frankly, about whether he would do right to work. Flat out looked them in the eye and lied. And you know something? Something like 40% of union workers vote Republican anyway. That, you guys, wake up and smell the coffee here. I think what we need is stronger Democrats. Democrats who aren't just into identity politics and all that, but talk tough and accurately and fair the way I just am doing right now. That is what's happening. It's taking wages out of people's pockets. Working conditions, safety on the job. Now you're suddenly relying on OSHA, which is great. That isn't enough. When you had good, strong unions, if somebody in a union went to management or they said, you know, you're pushing our people around, you're doing this, knock it off, they would. They listened to them. Now they're not doing that. Terry, thanks a lot for calling. And I love the union perspective. Please keep calling in. Going to another one on the lines. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for your show. And you do have a way of words that makes me happy to hear you. I got a question for you. What do you think of this idea? A billboard that says, toss Robin Voss, stop Wisconsin's loss. He put up $4 billion.
I like that. Rocky, I like you. One I like because you got to get people's attention.
Yeah, got to get people's attention. Educated people.
Right, Voss rhymes with loss. I think if you put up a billboard, you can also send that out in social media. You can put it on Facebook, Rocky. You can send it out in tweets and all of that. People like rhymes, and the reason is this: there's so much detail in what I'm talking about. There is so much detail in this legislation. People, frankly, lose concentration, their eyes glaze over, and they go, it has to be reduced to a message that is tough and strong. You just did. Rocky, thanks very much for calling in. I really appreciate it. We're going back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Well, good morning. I don't know if you ever got a chance to see Kathy Bernier, the senator from my area that was a county clerk. Got on she's been on they've been showing her on MSNBC, and I think maybe they even covered her in CNN, about calling this a sham, like what's going on in our state. And what an insult it was to the professional, people that work for the elections, they're professional, and they're both Democrat, Republican. She just chewed them one side down the other, and I thought, now that's the Bernier that used to be the county clerk that I knew that did a good job. And right. I don't know what happened, and I don't know how they're going to react to that. But I think that's when Voss came out and said, we're going to continue through January. I hope when they start putting putting all of the pieces together, that they look at Wisconsin, the federal government, real hard and long, because the way that they pulled this crap of this, you know, the illegal electric that they did, with no shame whatsoever, and pulling that guy in that's on our board of elections or whatever they call it now,
right.
It, you know, that fits right in with the big plan, you know, of all the pieces that are starting to come out into the public now, you know, what they were trying to pull. And we were part of it. And I hope they're all held accountable.
Right. You know, and Kathy Bernier, I've mentioned her earlier in this show, and I've mentioned her before. I have a lot of respect for what she's doing. She was a clerk. She was a good one. She knows that the elections in Chippewa County are fair, and they are in every county in the state. And she said people who are attacking them don't know what they're doing. And she's going to go to a Republican meeting in Chippewa Falls. I believe it is on or near December 20. Gabelman is going to come and endorse Rebecca Clayfish and say there was fraud. You know, Voss now is saying, quote, we'll never know how much fraud there was. There was no fraud. There was a fraud. Two or three people, Republicans who owned vacation homes, voted in here in Chicago. That's fraud, and it was Republicans. And an occasional woman living with her mother, the mother dies after the ballot comes, mails it in anyway. That's technically fraud. That didn't change this election. However, Kathy Bernier is saying, look, and she's going to pack heat going to that. She said there's a lot of crazies that get riled up about this. She said people don't know what they're doing. When they attack it, they don't know what they're saying. She said, look, the fact of the matter is we run fair elections. Gabelman should wrap it up now. And you know, Gene, you say he's going to do it through January. He's going to do it through next November. It's going to be millions of dollars. Right now, they've allocated $676,000 of taxpayer money, and he doesn't read the invoices, and they're just coming in, and he sends his guerrillas around the state, and they want the mayor of Madison and Green Bay in jail. This is all to appease Donald Trump. They know this is a scam. Taxpayer dollars should not be paying for a scam. They certainly shouldn't be paying for the private political benefit of the Republican Party. They should use Republican donor money for anything like that. But it is money for a scam, for a lie. Now, Kathy Bernier, I'm beginning to look on her a little bit like I look on Liz Cheney. She'd have to go a lot farther to, I mean, Liz Cheney has a lot of integrity in standing up to Trump. Kathy Bernier now said she may not go to that meeting. And she said Gabelman shouldn't be going to partisan meetings. Kathy Bernier is an election professional. She was a clerk for a long time, and a good one. She knows that the people who administer the elections in our counties are on the up and up. So I'm really glad you called in, Gene, and made that clear, and you apparently know her. You're from Eau Claire. It's right near Chippewa County. You know her reputation, and I share your high opinion of her. Going to break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.